In the meantime, Princess Rukmini, very nicely dressed and protected by guards, came out of the palace to visit the Temple of Ambika. As Rukmini proceeded towards the temple, she was very silent and grave. Within her heart, she was thinking of the lotus feet of her lord, Shri Krishna. Princess Rukmini was accompanied by her mother, her maidservants, and by the wife of the priest. As the procession continued, musicians began to play. Rukmini was offered flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, and coloured garments to assist her in the worship of Lord Shiva and the goddess Durga. Having arrived in the temple, the elder ladies led the prayers for Durga. Ordinary people pray to the goddess Durga for material wealth, fame, strength, and so on, but not Rukmini.
O Mother Ambika, unto you as well as your children, I offer my obeisances again and again. Please, please accept this offering and bless me that Lord Krishna will be my husband. I beg you.
While Rukmini was praying, the offerings were presented to the deity. When the ceremony was finished, Rukmini was offered the remnants of prasad, and she accepted them with great respect. Then, catching the hand of one of her girlfriends, she left the temple, followed by the others. All the princes and visitors who had come to Kandina for the marriage were all assembled outside the temple to see Rukmini. Some were on horses, some were on elephants, while others were on chariots. They all gazed upon her beautiful features, comparing their own beauty with hers. Rukmini, however, was neither proud nor interested in any of them. As she expected Krishna to come and carry her away at any moment, she proceeded very slowly towards her home. Her eyes moved restlessly, and when she smiled, her teeth appeared just like lotus buds. Her legs moved just like a full-grown swan, and her ankle bells tinkled very mildly. As she was adjusting the ring on her left finger, she happened to look upon the princes and suddenly saw Krishna present amongst them. Though she had never seen him before, Rukmini was always thinking of him, and thus she had no difficulty in recognizing her lord.